This is KHOL News. I'm Robin Vincent. Democratic National Committee woman Jessica Sell Chambers is mounting a write-in campaign for Jackson Town Council. Her announcement comes on the heels of Wednesday night's Town Council candidate forum. She says she was underwhelmed by some of what she saw.
As we've been staring down the future that the pandemic is presenting us with, I was stunned by the lack of urgency that I saw on a debate stage. And given my work in the community, I know the hardships and the struggles that people in our community have generally. And now with the situation that we're presently in, that is going to be, it has already been exacerbated. And this is only the beginning.
Just one woman currently sits on the council. That's Vice Mayor Haley Morton Levinson, who is running for mayor. This will be Chambers' third bid for a council seat. She says Jackson needs a strong woman candidate who will stand up for working people. That person needs to see the nuances of social and economic justice, she says.
I've always run on a message of, you know, taking care of working people and making sure that everybody has what they need. And the situation in Jackson was already dire in some ways for a significant portion of our community. And I think for a lot of people, it's out of sight, out of mind, which was demonstrated in some of the comments that occurred at Wednesday night's debate.
Chambers pointed to comments made by candidates Devin Veman and Jim Rooks in response to a question about structural racism in the Valley. She said their answers missed the mark. They failed to acknowledge the marginalization that people of color experience, Chambers says. This isn't the only campaign Chambers is in charge of right now. She's also running Nathan Wendt's congressional campaign. The Democratic hopeful has endorsed Chambers. You can watch the debate, which also included Mayor Pete Muldoon, at the library's website. Grand Teton National Park announced Thursday that it's seeking volunteers for a culling program to eliminate non-native mountain goats. Beginning in September, armed volunteers will be scouring the park for the invasive species that has threatened the habitat of native bighorn sheep.
Culling in a national park and traditional recreational hunting are very different.
That's Grand Teton spokesperson Denise Germain speaking to KHOL earlier this year. For one thing, Germain says culling is done for conservation and stewardship purposes. Hunting, on the other hand, is primarily for recreation or procuring food. Grand Teton began a process to eliminate the 100 goat herd via aerial gunning earlier this year. That method was more efficient, Germain said.
When you're working with invasive or exotic species, the removal of those exotic non-native species is more biologically and cost-effective the earlier and the sooner that you do that, the sooner the work is initiated.
But the park halted the mission after it drew criticism from state officials. Wyoming Game and Fish and Governor Mark Gordon strongly objected to the park's aerial gunning. Gordon sent a letter to Grand Teton Acting Superintendent Gopal Nujibel rebuking the National Park Service. And the governor sent that note to Secretary of the Interior David Bernhardt, who then intervened. Brian Nesvik, director of the Wyoming Game and Fish Department, told KHOL in February that killing the goats via helicopter was anathema to citizens and the state's values.
I think it's been made quite clear by the people of the state of Wyoming that aerial gunning of a species that's designated as a big game animal in our state and something like a mountain goat does not align well with their values for wildlife. And we, the department, also have concerns, obviously, and don't support that type of wildlife management when there's other options available.
But some wildlife advocates say state officials were disingenuous.
The complaints by the state about aerial shooting is a completely fake complaint.
That's Kieron Suckling, executive director for the Center of Biodiversity. He pointed out that Wyoming uses aerial gunning to kill wolves and coyotes. As part of Wyoming's wolf management plan, wolves in the state can be killed this way. Suckling argued the state has also
been opposed to wolf recovery and consequently has supported and called for aerial gunning of wolves on federal land many times.
But when it comes to national parks where hunting is illegal, Suckling says aerial gunning was the right method for this situation, not the use of volunteers on the ground. According to a press release issued by Grand Teton on Thursday, volunteers must have a high level of physical fitness as they may need to hike up to 20 miles per day in mountainous terrain. All volunteers will receive training in bear spray deployment, backcountry tracking, radio protocols, species identification, and more. The month-long culling program will begin September 14th. COVID-19 cases in the Valley have seen a small downward trend over the last several days. On July 28th, 18 new cases were reported. But during the last week, daily new cases have hovered between 6 and 3. Officials say it's too early to breathe easy, but the drop in infections could have something to do with a promising change in people's behavior, namely a mask mandate that was enacted countywide a few weeks ago. We'll hear from officials about this and other COVID-related news during a press conference today at 3 p.m. Tune in to KHOL to listen live. I'm Robin Vincent. This is KHOL News.